last noon NPP 2024 election ticket near its completion. As a flag bearer, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia consults President Akufo-Addo on his choice of running mate.
I think we have to afford him the opportunity to announce formally his choice.
We have exclusive details for you ahead of an NPP council meeting later today. Management of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital in a crunch meeting with medical doctors at the oncology department following a strike over multifunctional equipment for cancer treatment.
Unfortunately, it was due to miscommunication. So this morning, they will be meeting with the management, and as I have indicated, this is just a misunderstanding and it will be resolved hopefully today.
Stay with me, I'll take you live to G. Now, latest Human Development Index report reveals a precarious situation in Ghana's health sector, with 50% of locally trained doctors working abroad due to poor conditions. We'll tell you more, as there's a warning that the situation could worsen if no pragmatic steps are taken. We have sports.
Heated debate in Parliament as the minority criticised Sports Minister Mustapha Yusif for withholding the 2023 African Games financial report.
And much later, Ghanaians caught up in protests in Kenya narrate a harrowing experience as protesters stormed Kenya's parliament, burning part of the building.
So first it was the library, from the library to the tunnel, from the tunnel to the bunker, from the bunker to one of the committee rooms. What they did today was not different from what we saw in the United States of America on January 6th.
We'll get to hear the ordeal of a Ghanaian MP more as Ghana's High Commissioner there warns Ghanaians against traveling to the East African country after the clashes resulted in the death of five persons. That and more here on the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. This is your home of independent, fearless and incredible journalism. Please do stay with us. Many thanks for your company. Let's dig in now. We start off from the election headquarters, made possible by Petrosol, Clean Fuel in full quantity, SIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, SIMA AICPA, and SIMA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental Wellness, and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, the Convenient Service, Youth Bridge Foundation, Building Gaps for Positive Youth Development. And this afternoon in your election headquarters, we're focusing on the NPP, and Joy News can exclusively report that the flag bearer of the new patriotic party, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, has consulted President Akufo-Addo on his choice of a running mate for the December 7 presidential polls. Now, who is this person and what is next? My colleague on the political desk and also presidential affairs correspondent Elton Brobe joins me in studio with more on what we are learning exclusively on this development. Elton, what do we know?
So, if we understand that this meeting took place last night at the Jubilee House, the Vice President, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia, who is also the flag bearer of the MPP, met President Akufo-Addo, where he presented his choice of a running mate to the president. Now, we are told that President Akufo-Addo had some advice and some concerns, but eventually came to accept the choice of Dr. Bawumia going forward.
Which name did he present to him?
Well, the choice, according to our source, is 56-year-old medical doctor who graduated from the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology in 1994, majoring in human biology and medicine. Had postgraduate studies in clinical epidemiology at the Netherlands Institute of Health Science in 1998, pursued postgraduate training in surgery in the UK, and also at the Kennedy School of Government and at Harvard, where he studied leadership and governance in 2002. I guess we're getting the clue as you go on.
Please give me more.
He was first elected to Parliament in 2008, won re-election in 2012, 2016, and 2020. Mm-hmm. He served on the Health Appointments and the Defense and Interior Committees of Parliament. In 2017, President Akufo-Addo appointed him Education Minister, mm-hmm. and now serves as the Energy Minister. The name is Dr. Matthew Pokopompe, also known as NAPU.
Well, is this coming as a result of the National Intelligence Bureau survey?
It is unclear, but what we have picked is that Dr. Matthew Pokopompe appears to be the choice of the grassroots of the party.
Okay.
And according to our sources, even before he won the flowery race of the MPP. Dr. Bawumia had made it clear who he was going to choose as a running mate. So this did not come as a surprise at this meeting yesterday.
And President Akufo-Addo accepted this choice.
We understand that he offered some advice, but eventually came to accept the choice of Dr. Bawumia.
So what's next?
Next is that we are picking information. Dr. Bawumia is likely to meet the council of the party, where he will formally present the name to the council. If it is accepted, then a formal announcement will come forth.
Well, Elton Broby there, a member of our political desk and presidential affairs correspondent, giving us update on who is the running mate to Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. Well, that name was presented to President Akufo-Addo yesterday, and is Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. Well, Minister for Tourism and Creative Arts, Andrew Ejapa-Mesa, wants the public to allow Dr. Bawumia to make his choice without influence.
And you would have people wanting to conclude that maybe it's because of the outcome of the survey that has led him to make the choice that he intends to make. It may not be fair on him. And so that's why I feel that putting this confidential, as is described, document out there in the public domain may not be fair to His Excellency the Vice President, Dr. Bawumia. I think we should leave him. He's been at the role for 8 years. He's been in politics actively for 16 years. He knows the terrain. He knows what he wants and who assists him in executing the mandate that a good people of this country he's seeking from. I think we have to afford him the opportunity to announce formally his choice. I have worked with Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh for at least 3.5 years directly. I've known him for some time during our first term in Parliament. I've publicly gone out to express my desire that if the vice president selects him, it will be an ideal choice.
Well, that's Andrew Ejapa-Mesa on Newsfile last Saturday. Well, let's bring in the deputy head of our political desk, Winston Namwa. He's with me in the studios as well. So you've heard Elting, at least. That name has been presented to President Akufo-Addo. It's Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. Good choice for the NPP?
Well, MFSO, we've always indicated that the NPP recognizes the importance of the Ashanti region. And as we've said before, for the NPP to win any election, they need not less than 75-76% of votes in the Ashanti region. Now, in NAPO, they have one of the most formidable politicians in the Ashanti region who could impact positively the party's chances in the region. He comes out as the choice of, the party's rank and file. But as to how this translates into votes come election 2024, the elections will be the decider.
What do you think is going to happen in terms of reactions that will be coming in, at least from the opposition as well?
Well, you know, from the opposition point of view, they may come in and talk about some of those challenges, particularly within the energy sector. You get people trying to fight that back here and there. He's also been within the education ministry, where the opposition, Nana Akufo-Addo has served in. You would want to compare records. They put all of these things out. But at the end of the day, if you're a political party, I'm sure the NPP may have done their own analysis and may have settled on NAPO, bearing in mind that he is the best bet for them. Let me also state that, personally, I had learned that the flag bearer of the NPP had gone around the country, presented certain names to people. Wherever he went, the name that most people settled on was Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. So as I always indicate, the elections will decide whether the decision was a good one or
NAPO
not.
NAPO may be the choice of the grassroots, but is that the choice of Dr. Mahmood Bawumia?
From what I have learned, even before election, the primaries in 2023 and before election 2020, when Dr. Bawumia was putting his campaign team in place, what many people may not know is that he put his campaign team even in place before election 2020. There were coordinators in regions before then. They knew that Matthew Opoku-Prempeh was the man.
Well, and there'll be a lot more talk on this throughout the day and subsequently until the official announcement. I will be following that National Council meeting also later today, and that's the deputy head of our political desk, Winston Namwa. And if you missed it, Elton Broby gave us all the details from yesterday's meeting at the Jubilee House, where Dr. Mahmood Bawumia has presented the name of Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh NAPO to the president as his running mate. We'll get more on that also on myjoyonline.com. But let me take you due to the Ashanti region now, and following a two-day walkout from consulting rooms staged by medical doctors at the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital's oncology unit, there are talks to get the doctors back to work. Well, this development follows an impasse in the acquisition of a crucial piece of multifunctional equipment, the Water Phantom, used to calibrate linear accelerators responsible for administering targeted radiation therapy. Well, management and the striking oncology doctors have returned to the negotiation table to find a solution to the situation. Well, we can listen to the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Paco Sibedu.
Unfortunately, it was due to miscommunication. Yes, yesterday, again, I was in the operating room working, but my colleague, Dr. Michael Leet, who is the chairman of the Komfanochi Doctors Association, met them. And when I was done, I spoke with a couple of them on phone in the evening around 7, 8 p.m. So this morning, they will be meeting with the management. And as I have indicated, this is just a misunderstanding and it will be resolved hopefully today or soon. Yeah, but hopefully today. But hopefully because, you see, my colleagues, and at times we've had administrations where you need something, you talk to them, it's like nobody is listening. So I think based on that experience, they took this decision. But I can verify, you see, the hospital had to go through a lot of processes to pay an amount of $109 million.
But the management of Komfanochi Teaching Hospital insists it will take time to receive the machine despite proof of letters of credit to its suppliers. Kwame Frimpong speaks for the hospital.
We have evidence of the substance of letters of credit. We have evidence of emails that you sent to our bankers to notify the intermediary bank of the supplier to remind that intermediary bank that the letter of credit has been established. Because we're speaking to the supplier, and the supplier is saying that it is waiting for notification from its intermediary bank to confirm the receipt of the letter of credit. And when that is done, within 3 days, the equipment can be airlifted to Ghana, and they will send out the engineer to come and do the installation. This information, we believe, are available to the directorate, because in large part, they even gave us this information, even though subsequently we've had emails concerning this arrangement. I wonder if even they are made the chief executive today, the doctors, or they are made to consider management of the hospital today. There's nothing additional that they can do apart from what management has done so far. There's nothing. Every obligation of management has been discharged. As far as these arrangements are concerned, we've made the money available, we've got the letters of credit established. What else can management do?
That's Kwame Frimpong, spokesperson for the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. Let's go live on the ground for the latest on the situation. Nana Buachi Dankwa Yadom is at the hospital. Nana, what's the current situation as you've witnessed at the oncology department? It seems Nana Buachi Dankwa Yadom there on the phone, but we'll try and reconnect to my colleague Nana Buachi on this situation. Meanwhile, the health minister, Dr. Bernard Okoboy, has dismissed assertions that the government is eager to complete hospital projects in the Ashanti region for political gains. The minister who is touring the region says the government will see to the completion of the Swami and Syria hospitals by September this year. He spoke to the media after an inspection of the Swami hospital in Kumasi.
I had to read this to remind all of us that good things don't happen in a day. They happen over a period. And this reminder is important because we are in an election year. So that if you see a facility like this being commissioned in September and God willing in October, people entering to have access, remember that it was birthed or conceived way back in 2020, 12 of such facilities. And because I'm in Ashanti region, let me say that Ashanti is privileged to have had close to half of the bed capacity for these 12.
Well, he also spoke on the oncology situation and insisting that there will be a swift intervention on this. Nana Buachi joins us live from Komfanochi once again. Nana, what's the situation where you are?
Well, MFA, as I speak to you, there are some few medical doctors at the oncology department of the Komfanochi Hospital attending to cancer patients. Well, referrals today have been accepted. A number of patients who have been referred to the oncology department are receiving treatment. Well, what we are learning is that management is currently in a county meeting with some leadership of the oncologists and doctors, medical doctors at the oncology department. And so for now, cancer patients are receiving treatment at the unit.
And you've been monitoring that meeting between the oncologist and, of course, Kofanochi Teaching Hospital authorities. What have you gathered so far?
Well, from our engagement with the PRO of the hospital, we are learning that as soon as the meeting ends, the doctors are expected to call off their strike, considering the fact that the hospital management has brought out proof of their letters of credit to the suppliers in order to purchase the water phantom machine, which will be needed to accelerate the linear accelerator. And so for as we monitor the ongoing meeting, we are gathering information that as soon as the meeting comes to an end, the doctors are expected to call off the strike.
That's my colleague Nana Bwachi Dankwa-Iyadom with the very latest from the Kofanochi Teaching Hospital. And the latest Ghana Human Development Report is warning that the country's health system could worsen if immediate steps are not taken to check the mass exodus of doctors and nurses trained in Ghana. The report asserts that so far 24% of nurses trained in Ghana are currently working abroad owing to poor working conditions. The case is even worse for doctors who were trained in Ghana, as 50% of them have also left. The document authored by the United Nations Development Programme in partnership with the Statistical Service and the National Development Planning Commission says the health sector is in a precarious state due to this development and could require or would require policy and proactive measures to avert a total shutdown of the sector. Head of our Diplomatic and Foreign Affairs Desk, Blessed Tsuga, is at the launch of this document. He joins us on the line with the very latest. So, Blessed, does the report provide any further context on why these professionals health workers prefer working outside the country?
Well, so the document goes way back to the COVID period, where it lays the background that looking at what transpired during that period, many health workers were without adequate personal protective equipment, PPE, and the conditions of service were also not catered for even under these risky times. The reason for which many of the health workers, as we understand, had left the country, the impression is that many of them who were trained in country, specifically doctors, about 50% of them exited due to poor working conditions. Mm. That's what the document refers to. Then you have about 24% being attributed to nurses who were equally trained in the country. Now, the belief of those who did the research is that if we do not have any immediate policy intervention, this could worsen the already precarious health system that we have in the country.
And beyond the health sector, there are suggestions also that Ghanaians are unable to benefit from the country's economic expansion.
That's right, because over the period, the report points out that Ghana's economy continues to grow, our GDP continues to expand, except to say that this economic advancement is not yielding directly into the economic opportunities that citizens can take advantage of. The explanation, though, from official sources, according to this report, is that government believes and the authorities believe that in these sectors where growth was experienced, you don't have a lot of services taking place under those sectors. And possibly that might be the reason for which it's not translating into direct jobs and more money for the population.
That's my colleague Blessed Tsuga there giving us update on the Ghana Human Development Report launched a while ago, authored by the United Nations Development Programme in partnership with the Statistical Service and the National Development Planning Commission. We'll give you more subsequently. Now let's head to the court, and the Court of Appeal has struck out an application by Reverend Kusi Boateng, praying the court to overturn a High Court decision that dismissed his application to restrain North Tongue MP Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa from linking him to discussions around the National Cathedral project. Well, this is the third attempt by the Secretary to the Board of Trustees of the National Cathedral to get a favorable outcome from the court. While delivering the ruling Wednesday morning, the panel of three judges contended that the application by Reverend Kusi Boateng did not comply with the rules of the court. Legal Affairs Correspondent Latif Idris joins us in studio with more on this. So prior to the ruling on the substantive matter, the court had to determine an objection by Okudzeto's lawyers. How did that play out, Latif?
Yes, so yesterday at the Court of Appeal, when the panel of three judges sat for this particular case, Thaddeus Sori, who is representing Okudzeto Ablakwa, raised an objection that the newly constituted panel will not adhere to fair hearing for his client, mm-hmm. and that the reconstitution of that panel is unconstitutional. So today, That was the first thing the court had to deal with, and they dismissed that application.
So what reasons did the court give for dismissing Reverend Kusi Boateng's contempt application?
Well, so the reason they gave for striking out Reverend Kusi Boateng's application is that it is incompetent and did not meet the rules of the Court of Appeal. Per the rules of the Court of Appeal, if you want a decision to be overturned, and particularly in this instant case, Reverend Kusi Boateng had pointed out that the High Court judge erred when he dismissed that application of contempt. Okay. Now, in the rules of the Court of Appeal, you have to point out exactly what you mean by the court erring. In the court's own estimation, Reverend Kusi Boateng's lawyer failed on that score. They didn't point out to the Court of Appeal where the High Court's judge erred in dismissing that application. And so they describe it as incompetent, and then it was strike out.
And was Reverend Kusi Boateng himself in court this time?
He wasn't in court today. And so the next phase is that the court, so immediately Reverend Kusi Boateng went to court, Okudjetor Ablakwa followed him there and asked the court to strike out his initial application. Then his lawyers, Reverend Kusi Boateng's lawyers, went back to the Court of Appeal and said they want to file additional grounds. So today's ruling is based on the initial application they filed.
Okay.
So the court has given them 7 days to refile, if you like, and then a determination will be made on somewhat the same issue, but the court has given them additional days to refile. But this particular one, which was filed earlier, is the one that the court has struck out this morning.
And you've been interacting with Samuel Okudjetor Ablakwa. We can listen to him.
We are glad that the appeal on the contempt case has been dismissed by the appeals court. It appears that this is the only country where somebody who has engaged in double identity scam will be wasting the time of members of parliament who are carrying out their constitutional mandate of oversight. That's all we are doing. That's all we are doing. And is this a fair price to pay for carrying out your constitutional mandate? And have you noticed that he never comes to court? He never comes to court. We have work to do. We have parliament to go to. We have parliamentary committees. We have our constituents to take care of. We have other constitutional obligations as members of parliament. And he keeps filing appeals upon appeals upon appeals when the matters are very clear. We were only carrying out our mandate to scrutinize expenditures of the National Cathedral Project. And we
And Samuel Okudjetor Ablakwa there taking us on a quick break here on the Midday News. Live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra and Kumasi, on Love 99.5 FM. We are myjoyonline.com. We are live in all 16 regions. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol is always a delightful experience. Also brought to you by Duroplus Ghana Limited, where Duroplus goes, water flows. NPP 2024 election ticket nears completion as Dr. Mahmood Bawumia presents the name of Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh to President Akufo-Addo as his choice of running mate. I've been bringing you exclusive details. Plus, later we'll bring you details from the NPP National Council meeting. We return from the break with sports and Ghanaian MPs caught up in protests in Kenya narrate harrowing experience as protesters stormed Kenya's parliament, burning part of the building.
From the library to the tunnel, from the tunnel to the bunker, from the bunker to one of the committee rooms. What they did today was not different from what we saw in the United States of America on January 6th.